Good morning. It's good to see everybody here. And boy, what weather we've had. We've gone from spring to summer to fall, and the last 2 days felt like winter again. And now here we are back feeling like spring. But God's good. All the time, God is good. Amen. I'll tell you what, I've got a good basis for this sermon today. I want to be preaching today on the importance of prayer, and there's a reason why. I thought that I prayed enough, but I found out this past week I don't pray like I should or enough as I ought to. I had a scary situation on Wednesday afternoon. I tell you what, I think the devil's got it out for me. There's been quite a few times in my life that the devil has tried to snuff my life, and God has always intervened, and this happened again Wednesday afternoon. I was driving Route 13, and I was talking to Janine on the phone, and Janine said, "I really wish that you would take a different route." She said, "There's tornado warnings out for right here, right now." And I was looking, and the skies were, I mean, they were just dark as could be. And 4 and 5 lightning bolts at a time coming down. And the winds were blowing hard. And I look out to my southwest, and it's clear and beautiful down that way. So I thought, well, you know what? I know this country road here. I'm going to just take it and go all the way down. And it'll bring me out on Route 45, and I'll come back up through New Burnside, and I'll be safe. Well, so as I thought. And I'm coming up 166, get into Creel Springs. Got into a little bit of sprinkles at Creel Springs. And I thought, oh, boy, this has been pretty nice, you know. And I was still talking to Janine on the phone. She said, "I'm staying with you." You know, she said, "I just want to make sure you get home safe." I said, "Okay." So I'm talking to her on the phone. And I get on the north side of Creel Springs just outside of town. And when I hit this place into a curve, I got into some very blinding rains. You couldn't see, I couldn't see like this. I got pretty good eyesight with these things on. But you couldn't see like this in front of your face. And the wind was so treacherous. My truck was doing this on the road like hydroplaning. And I immediately started praying as soon as I got into this. And Janine's like, "Are you okay? What's the matter?" I said, I said, just pray. And I mean, my heart was pounding. I prayed and prayed and prayed. And the wind got more and more ferocious. And I thought my truck was going to get blown off the road and go down an embankment at one point. And next thing I know, my truck lines out on the road. I just got outside of the wind. As soon as I got outside the treacherous wind, it got very calm. And next thing, a tornado touched down, and the tornado crossed 166 where I was at. I was just backside of my truck over here. Here come the tornado. And went right across the road, and it took out a bunch of trees, and it lifted up, and it traveled on to Carrier Mills and touched down and over by Carrier Mills. And I thought, wow, for a sermon, I thought, the importance of prayer. Because I say that to say this. I believe the devil is really trying to get me out of the way because God's using me in a lot of different ways. And, you know, I'm trying to witness to a bunch of my family that's Jehovah's Witnesses. And I think the devil's trying to stop that at all cost. But God intervened again. God heard my prayers. God heard Janine's prayers. And yes, I was fearful. I don't get scared of much. That situation, I've never been in that. That's very scary. And it caused me to pray out of fear, to pray. And I hope out of the sermon today, I hope that we can all get the message that we need to spend more time praying than what we do. I think if we examine our hearts and our lives a little bit and look, I think we could probably say, I don't pray enough. But prayer is like your daily vitamin. You take a daily vitamin every day for your physical strength and your health and well-being. You take vitamins. And prayer is that to our spiritual life. It strengthens us, it guides us, and helps us in so many ways. But also, God created prayer as a way for us to communicate with Him back and forth. So today, I pray, there's that word pray, I pray that we will all get the very main point of this message to develop our prayer lives even better. So if you would, turn in your Bibles to 2 Chronicles 7:14. And I'd like to ask you to stand as I read from God's Word. 2 Chronicles 7:14. And this is a verse that everybody should know, because it's one that I've heard quoted a lot of my lifetime. And my people, who are called by my name, humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, God, today I pray in the name of Jesus. Father, every single one of us will look at our prayer life. God, you show us where we need to pray more, what we need to pray about. And Father, when we pray, Lord, let us seek, God, the areas of our lives that need to be changed, and give us the power, dear God, to change those parts of our lives, our hearts and our attitudes, dear God. Father, today, let us become more advanced in our prayers, Lord, that we will pray more than once or twice or three times a day. Father, your word says that we should pray continuously. And Father, we should always be in a prayerful mindset, dear God, because that keeps us in constant communication with you, Lord. Father, we thank you for the reading of this word. Let us apply it to our lives. And Father, as I preach this message, let every word come from you and nothing from my own thoughts or my flesh or my own words. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. God's church has always been a praying church, but we really need to intensify our commitment to prayer. We need to continually renew the altar within our churches, within our homes, and within our heart. We must acknowledge our total dependence upon God, or we cannot fulfill the mission to which He has called us. Now, as I read from Scripture this morning, God says in His Word, my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then I will hear from heaven. We had the greatest role model that we could have ever had for prayer, and that was Jesus Christ. Jesus stayed in constant communication with His Father because Jesus knew that if He talked to the Father many times upon a daily basis, He knew that He would stay committed to the Father. He knew that He would stay committed and know His will. He knew that God would answer His prayers, that God the Father would lead, guide, and direct Him, and that also God would strengthen Him, and that God would provide the answers, that God would hear of all the situations Jesus encountered, that God the Father would hear every prayer that Jesus would lift up from everything He encountered in His life. And as I read this morning, we as a church, we have to get ourselves back to a place of prayer. I can remember back in the early days where churches gathered even a lot of time on Saturday or even on Wednesday night to have prayer meeting. And what was brought out, and I think this is a good idea, that maybe we ought to start doing this on a Wednesday night here at this church. We have plenty of daylight during this time, and I think between 6 and 7, it would be a good idea if we start showing up here at church, not to look at one another, but to gather here in God's house and start praying together. Because you know what happens when people start praying? When people start praying and people start talking to the Lord in faith and seeking God and seeking God's will and seeking God's ways, I surely believe that it shakes the foundations of heaven, and I believe that it moves God when we pray, and when God is moved, He starts to answer prayers. As I read in 2 Chronicles 7:14, God says that if people will humble themselves, humble, which means you come before God in a lowly state. You recognize that God is the source of every good thing, that God is the one who has all of the answers, and that all of our dependence relies upon Him. If we will humble ourselves, we are putting God first. We are acknowledging that we need God to be the head of everything in our lives, of our home, our church, and everything. And the Bible says that if we humble ourselves and if we will pray, if we will seek God, then God says He will hear from heaven. And I believe that so many prayers go unanswered because people are not seeking the Lord. Here's what a lot of folks have come down to, and I'm saying this because it's what I hear. People say, why should I pray? Because what I pray doesn't get answered. Well, you can pray one way, but here's what I want you to think about. Are you praying according to God's will, or are you praying according to your will? Yeah, I'd sure like to have a lot of situations go how I want them to go, and I want things to turn out how I would like for them to turn out, but then God's will is not being done if my will is getting in the way. So when we're praying, are we saying, Heavenly Father God, and I want to give this as an example. I wanted so bad quite a few years ago to be pastor of a church. Everything was lined up perfectly. I mean, we had tight relationships and bonds with people in that church. And when we come in, people just come up and would hug us, and they loved on us. And we were sure in our hearts this was it. And we prayed every day, God, we want You to give us this church. Father, we want You to open the door. We want You to move in mighty ways because we know this is where we want to serve. Now, what are you hearing there? A lot of we's, or sometimes it's a lot of I's. But we prayed that. And then the church came down to take a vote, and they were voting on somebody else as well. And guess who got the phone call? Guess who didn't get the phone call? Well, I did get a phone call, but it was not the one I wanted to get. I got a phone call from a deacon within the church, and he said, Brother Jim, I thought, you know, my wife and I have gotten so close to you and Janine. He said, I thought I better be the one to call you because you're going to be pretty upset. He said, but we've got a new pastor now. And I said, I guess it's not me, huh? No, it's not. So I talked to him for a few minutes, and Janine was sitting there listening. And well, when I hung up the phone, I just felt this anger, this bitterness just start to rise up inside of me. And this is what I said. I said, all right, Lord, this is how You want it. I'm not going to preach again. I said, Lord, I know that was the church for us to serve in. I know that's where we were supposed to be. And if this is the kind of things You're going to do to me, then you know what? I ain't going to do it. I've had it. Basically, I was throwing a childish fit. You ever seen a kid throw a fit, fold their arms, stomp their feet? Or some kids hold their breath or scream until you give in to them? Well, God wasn't giving in to my little fit. And I let this carry on for a while, and I refused to pray. I refused to pray. And I when Janine and I would pray, I'd say, well, why don't you pray tonight? I don't feel it. And she would go, what? You're supposed to be the spiritual leader. I don't feel it. Just you pray. I've got to put myself in neutral, and you got to have this. So she'd pray. And then finally, one night, she came to me and she said, look, how long are you going to keep this up? How long are you going to go before you realize God closed the door for a reason? When are you going to see this? I don't know. And it kept going for a little while longer. Finally, I hit a point where I wasn't even getting a phone call to go preach. I didn't even want to open the Bible and read. I didn't care because I didn't get my way. And that's why churches and people don't get their prayers answered, because they're praying the wrong way. They're praying for their will, their own desires to be met. And churches today are wanting their churches to look a certain way. They want to have certain programs. It's things that they're coming up with, but are we actually taking these things before the Lord and really seeking His will? Are we seeking His way? Are we seeking God's desire with the things that's going on in our lives? And I don't think we are, because as I look around, churches are closing, pastors are walking away. You know, the signs of a fruitful church are that the people are praying, that God is the center of everything, and that they are abiding by the Lord's will. Now, I want to tell you about what this is called. I don't know if you ever heard this before, but when churches would get together and have prayer meeting, they would call that corporate prayer. Now, there's a church that we have friends that are pastors of down in Nashville, Tennessee. We went down there last year, and we're going to go again this July. We're going to go down there and visit them again. But they have corporate prayer every Saturday. And you know what I see in their church? They started out with this little bitty congregation of about 30 to 40 people, and they started out grow where they were at. They were praying and seeking God for everything. And the corporate prayers they were having every Saturday, they would gather together and they would pray from the Spirit, pray from their heart, and they would ask God to lead and guide them, and they would ask God to build the church that He wanted them to have. Well, they got moved finally into an old warehouse building, and they made it to be their sanctuary, and they started to record live their services every Sunday, and they had, I think they could seat maybe 200 people. Wasn't long that those 40 grew into 300 and 350, and they were having to drag extra chairs in and set people down. And then now they partnered in with another church there in Nashville, Tennessee, and this church has grown into this. Now they're using this sanctuary, and I think I might have told you, some of you, when we went down there last year, I'd never seen this ship. This church looked like a big cruise ship. That's how big it is. And this church, these people have gotten into this church. They use it on Sunday afternoons when the other church isn't in service that morning, and they have started growing from 300. They have gotten up over into the thousands, and they're still being humbled, and God is still answering the prayers of their church because they're seeking the Lord. And they've had tragedies, they've had things come up against them, but every time that they've taken everything to God in prayer, God has answered prayers in His way, according to His will, because that's what the people ask for. And I think it would be a good idea if even this church And we could invite other churches to join us, that we have prayer here on Wednesday evenings, or even prayer here on Saturday mornings at a certain time. And I think it would be an important part of our church and our spiritual life if we would get together and we would start praying as a corporate body and seeking God for growth and asking God to take this church to the next level that He wants it to be on. Bosque Dell Baptist Church has been here a long time. As I got a drink of water this morning, I noticed two other pictures on the board back here that I had never seen before. And it's when the church faced this direction, and one looked like it was probably the horse and buggy days. And there's a bunch of people standing out there, out front of the church. And then I've seen other pictures where there's a lot of people in front of the church. And this church is still going. Here it is, 2024. We still have a very good attendance on Sunday, and God is still blessing it. Why? Because people are praying. And I hope that the people and all of us here at Bosque Dell Baptist Church will continue to always seek the Lord for everything. If we're going to see the church continue to carry on, we need to pray that we have Sunday school teachers come in, because I would love to see that Sunday school building full of laughter and life again. I would love to see the Sunday school rooms filled with children, with young adults, young teenagers, middle-aged adults, more senior adults. I would love to see the classrooms active and growing, and I would love to see people teaching and leading in the Word of God. And I would love to see, and I'm going to guess there's a baptistry behind those curtains, I would love to see these curtains open quite a few Sundays out of every month, because people are being baptized. You know why people also quit praying to the Lord? Because people look at their situation, and when they look at their situation, they get it in their physical mind, well, this is what we have. God couldn't do nothing with us. Why would anybody ever think that? I walked into a church as a pastor, and as I got in there, we had a work day. And I said, well, this is what I want to do today. They had a brand new sanctuary, had been built maybe 3 or 4 years old. And in the baptistry, they had ladders, boxes, Christmas decorations. There was dead bugs, spiders, dirt, in a brand new baptistry. And I said, when's the last time this baptistry was used? And one of the men said, well, Brother Jim, it's been a very long time. I said, well, how come? We don't know. We just been dying. And I said, well, why have you guys been dying? What's going on? And here's what come to my spirit. There hasn't been prayer in this church in quite a long time. People aren't seeking the Lord. They're wanting to do things their own way. And see, when we get down that wrong avenue, then we start to pull away from God's will, and the church will die. Well, we cleaned out the baptistry, and we stored everything in the closets in the room and down in the basement. The church had a big basement. There was about 8 to 10 people going there. And I started praying, asking God's will to be done, asking God to use us, asking God to organize how He wanted that church to be and how He wanted it to function. And I started going out with a pastor friend of mine, and we would visit every week. And people started coming to church. We had a man in a nursing home there a nurse started bringing him to church. She got saved bringing him to church. Other people started coming. We started having revival services. And I think it's time we start having revival services here at Bosque Dell Baptist Church. I think we need to let the Spirit of God move in a mighty way. But anyway, it wasn't very long that little church, we had our first baptism. And then it wasn't very long, we had another baptism. Wasn't very long. I said, you know what? Don't drain that thing. Leave the water in it. Well, why? Because we're going to have more baptisms. Well, now we had a few. See, people get their own negative minds. We got to keep our negative minds out of what God's wanting to do. When we get ourselves in the way, we become a buffer. We become a buffer. And if we start putting ourselves in the way of what God's wanting to do in our life and in our church, you know what God's going to do? God's going to say, well, fine, I'll go to this church over here because these people are hungry. These people are desiring what I want to give them, and that's who I'm going to work through. Our church should be an open door for the Holy Spirit to move mightily and work in a mighty way that we become the type of people that we witness, that we teach, that we share Christ with others, what He's done in our life, that we tell people about our church and what goes on and the fellowships and like the yard sale and the shoe boxes in November. We should be telling people what the Lord is doing in our church, and we should show them by the light that's in our heart and in our life, because you know what it's going to do? It's going to affect a lot of lives, and people will start coming. Now, people right now, people are in the mode for, they want the big church. They people want to go where there's hundreds and thousands of people. I don't know why. You know what I like? I like to come in here Sunday morning. I like to hear that piano being played. Now, I did. I was an interim pastor for a long time at a church in Jonesboro. Now, we didn't have a piano player. You know what they had? They had CDs that matched up to the hymn book. And that was all right because we got to sing out of the hymnal. We didn't ask God for an orchestra. We didn't ask God to do things our way. We asked the Lord to provide. And people started coming little by little. And when it was time for me to move on from there, I just prayed that God would continue to work in that church. But you know what? I believe that these curtains could be opened more often. And I believe that this baptistry could be filled. And I believe that we could submerge a lot of people in the water who've given their hearts and lives to Christ Jesus and want to become servants and follow after Him and have their name put on the roll here at Bosque Del Baptist Church. And I believe that if you look at the number that's on the attendance, I believe if you look at that number and you pray to God and you ask God to increase it how He wants it increased, He will do it. The early church was not only born in a prayer meeting, but the early church prayed constantly. It was a pattern that the people had. We got to get ourselves in a pattern, folks. As God's children, if prayer is what it takes, then prayer is where we need to be. You know what happens if this church doesn't pray, if this church doesn't keep pressing forward, if we ever become idle, these doors will close. That's what will happen. If we let the devil get in here and have his way, he's going to destroy this very church. That's why Jesus being our role model as a prayer leader and a prayer warrior as He was, being our guide, and you know, it should excite us and it should move us to a place that we have the freedom to come to God on multiple times. So when you're going through difficult situations, this is the time to pray. I was in a scary situation Wednesday. I started praying. And here's what I came to the conclusion of. It wasn't my will, it was God's will to be done. And I had said to Janine, if it was my time to go, I was ready. I came to that conclusion as well. I was praying that I would go home, that I would be safe, that God would protect me, and He did. Thank Him for that. I thank Him and praise Him for it. But if it was my time to go, so be it. I would have gone to heaven. And boy, that would have been the grandest thing ever. But God's not done with me yet. God still has a lot for me to do each and every day of every week. And I want to take that time to pray. I want to devote myself. Here's what I want to say this morning. I'm going to close then. God took this message a whole different way than what. That's why I'm glad He's doing it, not me. I don't like following outlines, but I have one ready. If we would look at our lives, what are we devoted to? I want you to look at something right now that you spend the most time with, and I want you to make a mental note. Okay, I watch too much TV. I spend too much time on my phone. I play too much games. Or I get too preoccupied with my to-do list. Or I get preoccupied with this, that, or the other. There's a multiple list of things that people get devoted to. Here's what I want to encourage you to do this week, starting today. I want you to start writing on your to-do list, number one, pray as much as I can and seek the Lord with all my heart. Humble myself before the Lord, because when we take those small few steps and we come before God in prayer, you know what? If we lift up God in that time of prayer, you know what God also does to His children? God lifts us up. God lifts us up in that time of prayer, and God brings us near to Him in prayer. That's why that communication is so important. Don't you find it important to hear from your family and friends? Don't you find that important? Have you ever gone a specific period of time without talking to somebody, and then all of a sudden you see them, or you call them on the phone and you hear their voice and you say, you know what, it's just so good to hear from you. This is what it's done to my heart, just knowing that you took the time out. Imagine what God says or what God thinks when His children bow on their knees and say, Father, humbly I bow before You. I seek Your will, Lord. Could you just imagine God saying, do you know how good it was to hear from my child today? I have longed for this moment. Imagine what could happen if we as Christian people in the church would start doing that more often, that we would join together in prayer and seek God, humble ourselves, because God would hear from heaven and then He'd answer our prayers. So if you want to know why your prayers aren't getting answered, I want you to ask yourself this. Am I praying enough? Am I praying God's will? And am I seeking God with a whole heart? And am I seeking Him in faith? Look at those things. Here's what I also want to say real quick. The more that you pray, the stronger you become. And the stronger you become, the more victorious of a life you'll live. Even in the midst of a battle, you'll still be victorious.